My name is Jason Von Ehrenkrook, and I'm 44 years old, and I am Michaela's father.
So, share your earliest childhood memory.
Earliest childhood memory. Okay, so I'm not sure if this is my earliest, but it's the one that immediately came to mind. And I don't recall exactly how old I was, maybe 3 or 4. But I had this horrifying nightmare that was recurring. And in this nightmare, I was just a little tot wandering around outside of my house. And a thunderstorm came. And the thunder and lightning were intense. And I tried to get into my house, and I was banging on the door, and my mom wouldn't let me in. It was locked, and I was stuck outside in the thunderstorm. And then I remember turning around and seeing someone walking toward me as kind of like a dark figure in robes, walking toward me with a baseball bat. And I thought it was like a representation of the thunder or something. I perceived it as thunder, like personified and coming at me, although I wasn't using the word personified as a kid. But I couldn't get in. And I had that dream repeatedly. And that memory is kind of fixed in my mind. Yeah.
Cool. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
So this is kind of embarrassing. When I was, I don't know, maybe 4, I guess. This could be also one of my earliest memories. But when I was 4-ish, I was, you sure you want this on the recording? So I was sitting on the toilet and I accidentally fell in. And we had company over, and so my mom had to come get me. I was yelling for her, and she had to come get me and carry me, and I was soaking wet, and she took me to the room and cleaned me up. So that's kind of embarrassing.
What were your most vivid memories of school?
Most vivid memories of school. I remember playing kickball on the playground. So most of my vivid memories are recess related. So I remember playing kickball. I loved kickball. So playing kickball out. So we had recess out on this kind of parking lot. So it wasn't grass. It was just a parking lot area that we played on. And then the second memory I have that also was recess related, and this was probably like third grade, second grade. It was recess after a big snowstorm. And that parking lot had just been plowed. And so there were massive piles of snow on one end of the parking lot. And I vividly remember a bunch of us playing, climbing on top of the snow pile and having super fun. So that's a couple of the vivid memories that stick with me.
Mm-hmm. So did you like going to school?
I mostly did. I mean, there were times when I didn't like it. Certain things I didn't like about school. I have some bad memories from school, especially younger when I was in second grade. I wet my pants, and that was very embarrassing for me. And so that's kind of left a scar, I think. My second grade year was not a great year. But mostly I like school, and especially as I got older and I learned to read and developed a love for reading, I began to like school a bit more.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
So when I was younger, like elementary school and junior high or middle school, I mostly just played. So yeah. I'm thinking in particular when I was when I lived in Colorado for about 5 years, those were some of my best years in terms of just summer fun. I lived in a small town, and I had pretty much freedom to do whatever I wanted. Mm-hmm. So, starting in the morning, I'd meet my friends. We'd bike all around town. We'd bike out of town down to the river. We once chased after a rattlesnake that we found. We would swim a lot, so we had a membership at the local pool. So we would bike down to the pool and pretty much spend all afternoon swimming. I also played on the summer baseball league, and that was lots of fun as well. So yeah, I just remember being free to play all summer, and I loved it.
So when you were a teenager, did you have jobs that you did like in the summer?
I did. So my first job, probably when I was 13 or 14, actually. So when I was younger, I did a couple of odd jobs. So one summer, when I lived in Colorado, the golf course hired me to rake greens. So you know how on a golf course, the green where the hole is, is actually green?
Yeah.
It's grass. It's like a really short grass.
Okay.
Well, this golf course was too cheap to have grass, so it had sand. And so when a group came through, they would have to play on this kind of hard sandy surface, but then they would leave footprints. So after that group left, I had a rake, and I would just go through and rake it up, rake all the footprints, and then clean it up. So I was, you know, I think I was about 10, 11 when I did that. And they would leave tips in my cup. And then I also worked at the gun rifle range, where they were shooting skeet, these little clay birds that you would shoot out of a machine. So I was in this concrete bunker, and the shooters were behind me. And I would just run the machine, and the machine would shoot out these clay pigeons or clay birds, and then they would shoot at them. So those were some of my earliest jobs.
What would you do with the money that you got?
Those early jobs, I didn't make a whole lot of money, so that was just like spending money, you know, maybe candy or ice cream at the swimming pool, whatever. But once I started working a steadier job, like a steadier summer job, I worked at a store, a health food store, and made a steady paycheck, still not making a lot of money, but you know, at least decent for the time. I would put it away in a bank, so I started saving. Thinking about college, yeah.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, what would you, and why or why not?
Sort of yes. I don't know. Maybe. There are certain things I hated about teenage years. Yeah. I hated pimples. I hated the social awkwardness. Shyness around girls, I hated that. I wanted to be more comfortable around girls, but I just wasn't. But I would love to be able to run like I could run, play sports like I could play sports. So as I would love to return to the body of a teenager, I think. But for the most part, I think that's the only reason.
When you were younger, what did you think your job would be?
Oh, that's easy. I was going to be a professional athlete.
Which sport, though?
So, for a time, it was football. And then it shifted to basketball. Mm. So, mainly those two. I also entertained the possibility of baseball. But for most of my early childhood, middle school years, elementary middle school years, definitely professional athlete.
Mm, yeah. What lessons has working taught you?
Well, certainly responsibility. It's kind of cliche.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of my jobs required that I get up at 6:30 in the morning all summer.
That's annoying.
This was the job I had right after I graduated from high school. I had to be at work by 7:30 every day, 5 days a week, and I worked a full 8 hours, eight and a half, I think. And I was kind of on my own, so I had to make sure that my alarm was set, and I got out of the house on time, and so responsibility, and also just learning how to interact with adults. I think that was an important thing that I picked up.
Describe your first date with mom. If you remember.
Yeah, it's sketchy. We went to a restaurant, I know. I don't remember. I want to say it was Italian. Probably Olive Garden. I'm not 100% sure. And I remember talking a lot. She had just gone to Africa. So we spent a lot of time talking about her trip to Africa.
Mm-hmm. Did your wedding day go as imagined?
I can't remember my wedding day.
At all?
Okay, a little bit, but it's weird. Yes, it went great. Everything went smoothly. We had a beautiful day. But the whole wedding experience kind of is a blur to me. Mm-hmm. And it was even that day. It just happened so fast. And it's such a significant, momentous occasion. And I just remember feeling like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
So a lot of the specific details are a bit fuzzy for me. Mm. But yeah, I think it, you know, there were no major problems or mm-hmm. issues. So yeah, it went smoothly.
That's good. Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life.
Probably a former professor who also happens to be a brother-in-law of mine, Doug Finkbeiner. So before he was my brother-in-law, he was my professor. And he inspired me. It was his example as a teacher that awakened in me a real deep interest in becoming a teacher. So when I saw him in the classroom, I saw how excited he was as a teacher, how much he enjoyed interacting with students. It kind of inspired me to pursue the career that I'm in now. So I would have to say Doug was mm-hmm. one of the biggest influences.
What have you accomplished so far, personally or professionally, that makes you proudest?
Well, I'm really proud just of, you know, becoming a professor, getting a PhD. I mean, it's a lot of work. It took 6.5, 7 years just to get through the PhD program. But to be able to get through that, to defend a dissertation, and then to get a job as a professor at a university is really something that I'm proud of and really pleased with. And then publishing my first book mm-hmm. Was a significant accomplishment as well.
Mm-hmm. Tell me how you would like the world or people in general to remember you.
I think I would like people to remember me as someone who was kind, who cared about people, someone who loved life, and who enjoyed life.
Mm, yeah.
And had a sense of humor.
Thinking about future generations that might hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice that you want to share?
That's a good question. I would say, love the people you're with. Spend time getting to know them, your family. Talk with them.
Yeah.
Interact with them. Put down the phone. sit down at the dinner table and have conversation. Because those are the as I think about just even now, the things that I value the most. It's the time I spend with my kids, my family, interacting and talking, having conversation.
Yeah.
To do it.
Okay, thanks.